Hey watch fans, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about it? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I will help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. I work with the best authorized dealers who ship to you direct and save you money, save you time, and save you tax depending on where you live. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what Tudor released at Baselworld 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about what Tudor released at Baselworld 2016. I have to say, this is probably the best Baselworld I've seen in many years, and Tudor and Rolex, more importantly Tudor, since we're talking about Tudor, stole the show. They introduced like four or five new models. The most impressive to me were, and this is, you know, in my order, the Tudor Black Bay Bronze. The Tudor Black Bay Bronze is the first time that Tudor's ever released a watch in bronze, extending the Tudor Black Bay collection. It's 43 millimeters. It's a steel case with bronze PVD finishing. The dial is like a chocolate brown, and so is the bezel. And the bezel is also part bronze. It comes on a really nice brown leather distressed strap, and it comes with a multicolored NATO strap, which, you know, they're hand-woven nylon, which is what they're used to for all of their Black Bay models. It comes with an extra strap. This is outstanding. I mean, a lot of companies that have done bronze or bronze finishings are pretty expensive. And since it's a plating and it's not, you know, it's not like the case is carved out of bronze, it's, you know, even doing finishings or platings, high level of finishings or platings can be very expensive. And that's what I love most about Tudor, is that no matter what level of what they're doing, any additions, any, you know, new releases or modifications or anything like that, whether it's new movements or new finishings or new straps, new bracelets, they make it very, very affordable and accessible, relatively speaking. I mean, they're not cheap. I mean, none of these nice watches are cheap. But for what you're getting, Tudor is a hell of a value. And the fact that they've made this so reasonable at $39.75 is phenomenal. The movement on this is the MT5601 in-house manufactured movement. It also has a 369 dial, so it's got like an Explorer type dial, which, you know, was on certain 50s and 60s Tudor Submariner models. It did have the 369 dial. These the actual numerals, the Arabic numerals, are hand applied, and there's round indice dots like there is on the regular Tudor Black Bay in between. This comes, as mentioned, on a really nice brown distress strap and a multicolored NATO strap, which is supplied in the box. And again, the 43 millimeter case size. I mean, I haven't tried it on. I was not at Basel this year. But from what I'm understanding, even though it's very different, it definitely, it's in a league of its own. It's definitely an extension of the Tudor Black Bay collection, but I feel like it's at the pinnacle of the Tudor Black Bay collection. It's so unique. It's so different. It's so modern, yet it's such a throwback in a way, but it's something we've never seen before, and that's really cool. And apparently, the, you know, from what I've read and, you know, from the feedback I've gotten, the closest thing to a real bronze finish is more on the case back of the watch than on the case itself, which is interesting. So from what I understand, it's very creamy and light as far as the case goes, but the case back is more sort of bronzy. So it's very, very nice, and I have to have one. I mean, that's really it. The next collection, you know, it's part of the same collection. that came out at Baselworld 2016 that Tudor came out with is they basically revamped the entire Black Bay collection in, you know, the colors of Black Bay Red, Black Bay Blue, Black Bay Black that just came out in October. They've revamped all of them with in-house movement. So they all now have the MT5602 movement, which is chronometer certified, you know, which provides about a 70-hour power reserve. The rest is the same, 41-millimeter case. The only difference, and also an addition of a new riveted oyster bracelet, which is something we would see in the 50s and 60s, which is a very cool characteristic, great throwback, great detail. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that they're making this, you know, again, possible. As I mentioned before last year, or when the Black Bays came out, I mean, it's amazing that they're being able to provide an in-house manufactured movement for a couple hundred bucks more. I mean, $3,100 was the price of the Black Bay on a strap, and the new price is $3,550 with an in-house movement. On a bracelet, it was $3,425. It's now $3,675, and that's for any variation Black Bay model with the new in-house movement, the new riveted oyster bracelet, and it comes in all three different colors. And all of the new models, the new Black Bay models, will also have, instead of the Tudor rose underneath the upside-down triangle at the 12 as the emblem or logo, it will have the Tudor shield, which is much more modern. So it's great detail. They all come, whether you buy it on a strap or a bracelet, they all come with their extra nylon straps. And Tudor, for the Black Bay Red, has also made available a new red or burgundy NATO strap with stainless steel hardware. So definitely check those out when those come in. And those of you who are hemming and hawing about buying a Black Bay, I have a feeling that this Black Bay that's going to come out will only drive the price of the current ones that don't have in-house movements. So I highly recommend, if you want any of the current ones without in-house movement, they're a bargain at $3,100 on a strap and $3,425 on a bracelet. Please feel free to contact me. I'm at davehonda@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help you get one. No problem. The third watch, a collection that, again, is in the Black Bay collection. These, pretty much all the ones I like are in the Black Bay collection. Is the new Tudor Black Bay 36mm. This is basically like an Explorer 1 without a 369 dial. This is by far the cleanest Black Bay in the collection, in the entire collection. And I think it's probably the most unisex Black Bay by far. I mean, in the sense, you know, a lot of the vintage collectors will love this watch. It'll remind them of an Explorer 1. It's super clean. It has like a jet black sort of dial with indices and luminescence. The indices are, you know, piped with stainless steel, I believe, or silver, whatever they may be. It comes on an oyster style bracelet. And the pricing is pretty phenomenal, I have to say. This retails for $2,850 on a bracelet, on a stainless steel oyster style bracelet, and $2,525 on a strap. And it's a leather strap. It's beautiful. It's a brownish leather strap. Great contrast. They both come with a camouflage NATO strap, hand-woven nylon camouflage strap in the box. The movement is the ETA 2824 movement. This is the movement that was used in their Black Bay models up until now. As I mentioned previously, all the new Black Bay models have a new in-house MT5602 manufactured movement, but this will be the only Black Bay model in their collection to have an ETA 2824 movement. Who knows what they'll do next year, but this to me is kind of like the unsung hero of what Tudor released at Baselworld 2016. It's very versatile. It's very clean. It's very understated. It's very modern, but yet it has historic sort of elements. I think it looks phenomenal on the bracelet. I really hope that they make a bigger version of it, because I think it's a home run. You know, it doesn't have a date. It's very symmetrical. And it's something that I feel like can be worn, whether you're a man or a woman, can be worn in any situation. And I can't say that about every Tudor in the collection. This one sure definitely sticks out. I know that it's definitely got the attention of a lot of women, as well as a lot of collectors, men collectors who have vintage watches or smaller watches in their collection. And the price point is absolutely fantastic. So definitely look out for the new Tudor Black Bay 36mm. You know, the case is 36mm. I believe the case sides are polished and the bezel is polished. And then the bracelet is brushed. The last Tudor watch that was released, well, it wasn't the last one, but it's the one that I'm going to say is the last one that I like, is the Tudor Black Bay Dark. The Tudor Black Bay Dark is... it's a very interesting model because it combines the elements of, you know, an all-black PVD finish, Black Bay, with, you know, like, the elements of vintage. You know, like, the depth rating on the dial is written in red, 200 meters or 660 feet. That's a detail that we would see on vintage Submariners from the 1950s or the 1960s. What makes this watch interesting is that it's a steel watch with all black PVD finishing. So the case is all black PVD finished. The bezel is a matte black disc. It's got the red upside down triangle on the bezel like the Tudor Black Bay Black. And the dial is a very, you know, the dial is black and the indices are, you know, they're piped with silver or steel. And, you know, unlike the Tudor Black Bay Black that has like a brown dial, like a chocolate brown dial, this has like a jet black dial. So everything, it's like the ultimate black watch. I mean, black watches have been so overplayed and so played out and so sort of redundant. So many companies are trying to do it with Rolexes and other watches, and they charge a lot of money. Once again, they charge a lot of money for, you know, doing that sort of finish. But what makes this interesting is, you know, you're combining all the elements of modernity. And, you know, Tudor's owned by Rolex, so they're able to experiment with Tudor and sort of test the market in a way and have the Tudor Black Bay Dark. And the cool thing as well on this watch is it also has the element of, you know, the bracelet doesn't connect to the case. Like on the regular Tudor Black Bays, it's more like the vintage models where, you know, there's a space between where the bracelet is, and there's like almost like a tube, which means, or a final link, which means that, you know, there's no more links. So there's a space. So it's like a vintage model, but again, it's all black. It has it's 600 meters water resistant. It has a dome sapphire crystal. It has the new in-house MT5602 movement with 70-hour power reserve. It's chronometer certified. This is just a really badass watch. I have to say, really taken aback by how incredible the product from Tudor was this year, and all variations and all the models I mentioned. It's just a wonderful, wonderful collection they've come out with, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they'll do next year with the other ones. Who knows? You know, I'm really hoping for some sort of GMT model, whether it's the Tudor Black Bay Black or the Tudor Pelagos, who knows? But, you know, those of you who have been questioning Tudor, who are on the edge, you know, who are on the fence, I mean, they're really, really taking this by the, you know, grabbing it by the horns and saying, okay, we're a brand, we're owned by Rolex, we have our own identity. But now they're really having their own identity because they're making their own movements and they're still really affordable. By the way, the price of the new Tudor Black Bay Dark, just for your reference, and it's pretty reasonable. I'm pretty excited about it, you know, again, and you definitely should take a look. But the price on the new Tudor Black Bay Dark is $44.50 on a PVD bracelet, $41.50 on a leather strap, and they come with on a nice gray NATO strap or a gray hand-woven nylon NATO strap with steel black PVD hardware. So, this I'm sure will be, very sought after amongst those people who want watches with black finishes. The case is 41 millimeters in diameter, like all the other Black Bays. So there you have it, folks. That was my thoughts on the new Tudor Black Bays that were released at Baselworld. Truly amazing, wonderful. You can read my reviews. I will put links to each of the watches that I mentioned. You can read my detailed reviews on them and what I think. And please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I mean, this is what I do, and if you want them, I'm sure they're going to start delivering, between, early summer and, early fall. So definitely reach out to me. I will help you. I work with the best authorized dealers. It's not going to be easy to get because, very well received at Baselworld 2016. The world has been buzzing about all these pieces. And, definitely I have such great relationships that it's very likely that I can help you get any of these pieces. Some will definitely be harder than others. I can't stress enough how important it is to, especially the Black Bays, the current collection, the Black Bay Black mostly, but any of them, the Black Bay Red, the Black Bay Blue, the ones with ETA movements. And I also want you to know that the ETA movements are not, I mean, yes, they're ETA 2824 movements, but these have been highly modified by Tudor. They have their own rotor on there. They've basically disassembled it and reassembled it, so it's not even really an ETA 2824 movement. But the current ones with ETA 2824 movements that are being discontinued to make way for the new ones with in-house movements are definitely going to be worth something someday. So I highly recommend, if you're in the market, to really, reach out to me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. Again, $3,100 on a strap, and it comes with a hand-woven nylon strap with stainless steel hardware, or $3,425 on a stainless steel bracelet, and it also comes with a hand-woven nylon strap with stainless steel hardware. Definitely reach out to me to get yourself one of these, because in a couple of months, these watches will not be around anymore. To make wave again for the new Tudor Black Bays with the in-house movements on the new Oyster style riveted bracelet. I'm excited. I have the Tudor Black Bay Red and the Tudor Black Bay Black with the ETA 2824 movement, the original ones. It's kind of hard to believe in only 3 years that these watches that are still sort of new and fresh are going to be collectible and sort of old school. But these are definitely pieces to own, and they're incredible values. I'd like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. You can check out my latest watch picks, latest watch news, and what's going on with me all over the world. If you find yourself on Facebook, definitely check out my Amit Dev Honda Watches page. Again, a lot of information packed in there. Don't forget to like it. Thank you for all of those of you who follow my podcast week after week. Your support is absolutely necessary and, very much appreciated. And I'm extremely grateful to you for following me since the beginning. And for you newbies out there, there's a lot of interesting content. There's a lot of cool things that are coming. So look out for that. Definitely check out my website. It's a great place to go, www.amitdevehonda.com. It has my bio. I'm also a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. Check that out. You can check out videos. You can check out so many different things. And I'll also throw the link down below to my weekly newsletter. You sign up once and you're committed to a newsletter that just comes to your inbox week after week. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.